Greetings everyone.
Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness?
This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world.
It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see.
It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature.
Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with the common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance?
Think about that.
Such a language of consciousness has the potential to evolve our individual and collective consciousness.
This is what cosmic love is all about.
Higher conscience.
Give yourself a checkup from the neck up.
What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious,
both individually and collectively?
I'll give you a big hint.
Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created.
Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness.
The instant everywhere interactive internet has eliminated space and time.
We're all connected in a global village now.
All knowledge is at your fingertips.
Knowledge power as never before known to humanity.
But where's the cosmic love, you may ask?
There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity.
Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity.
That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity.
The collective consciousness of humanity and the collective future of humanity.
That's where cosmic love comes in.
Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that.
If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet,
you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change.
And the role that cosmic love will play in change events.
There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes.
Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change.
It always has been.
But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast and chartered realm of inner space.
The internet at the heart of the internet.
This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity.
Let's get real.
Net reality is what we make it.
Where do you think it's going?
How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born?
Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution?
Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it?
Cosmic love is the answer to these questions.
All I ask is that you listen and learn.
See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history.
I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity.
Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots.
Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love.
Someone has to do it.
May it begin with us, United sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love.
Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith.
Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy. This is for Cosmic Love. This is our show, May 5th, 2012. And I thought I'd give an overview today on what's going on with the the big shift of energies, acceleration of change on the planet. I'm going to get very specific about some of the science of what's really going on with galactic alignment at this time with the surge in the source field. This is a call-in show. You can call in toll-free, U.S. or Canada, at 888-627-6008. Or you can call, line two is 530-413-4522. We got another line here. That was line two. Line three is 530-413-5011. So if you'd like to call in, that's great. I'm going to keep this kind of open and free-flowing today. The subject of this talk today is movement to wholeness. Now, I've got a link up on the Cosmic Love website, and the copy, basically keying the show off of, is on that page with graphics and links, you know, for more in-depth information. I've kind of done a summary of a lot of articles I've done, writings I've done in, over the last 6 months on the subject of the source field and what's going on with the unified source field, the energy field of Earth, our consciousness, our DNA, and how and why it's changing right now. And there's a lot of that going on, and a lot of people don't understand what's going on. A lot of people are losing time. A lot of people are losing their minds. Their ego frames of reference, as the veil thins, those frames of reference are dissolving, disintegrating, morphing, however you want to say it. So it's the end of the world of their mind as they know it. And this is, you might say, the thinning of the veil is the thinning of the ego. And what replaces the ego, and this is an abstract for some people, but what replaces the ego is an understanding of source. And David Wilcox has done some extraordinary videos, presentations on what he calls the source field investigations and what's going on with the morphic field, the unified field, the energy fields, which is he refers to as the source field. So this is an abstract concept that's really a timely concept because it really explains a lot of what's going on with the big shift in energies, the shift in consciousness, and what's behind it, you know, the science. And I'm going to key into the science today a little bit. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to metaphor around, story around the subject with some keynote concepts that really reference what I call a movement towards wholeness or holiness. And that, it's like the wholeness of the field, the source field, is really what we're talking about. One of my favorite poets, the Sufi poet, Rumi, as saying that there is a field and I'll meet you there. And he's referring to, you know, the field is the source field. I use that. Some of my writings, I've used that reference, that quote quite often. But that understanding of how there's a meeting of hearts and minds worldwide at this time, there's a congruence, a convergence of hearts and minds along more enlightened lines, you might say, that frame an understanding of cosmic law, divine order, universal harmony, the harmony of the spheres. And I geometrize these frames of reference with an understanding of the love map, you know, the cosmic love homepage, website, the geometry of divinity, those frames of reference for what's really the first principles of cosmic law, the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, the four in one, and the five in one, as in the capstone of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. These are metaphors I use a lot. Some get it, some don't. But the understanding of the love model, I refer to it as a geometrized frame of reference for these first principles. And I'm going to go into this a little bit now. A lot of people want to understand what 2012 was all about. And I think most people would agree that the rate of world change, that rate of world change is accelerating. The sense that the rate of change is getting to the point where most people are suffering, or many people are suffering, what's referred to as future shock, just so much change from what has been all our lives, especially if you're more than 40 or 50, how our lives are changing with just so much change and so fast, at such a rate that a lot of people are suffering future shock, the numbing and dumbing effect of information overload. I could go on and on. Sometimes we just think that we're having brain fog, and there's a lot of brain fog happening because as the ego frames of reference of the way things have been disintegrate or otherwise morph into, you know, coping with the way things are now in the world at large. And I mean, things on the world stage right now are really shocking, the stuff that's coming out. And there's plenty of stuff on the internet going into that. And it's like a bottomless pit of, you know, the end of the world as we have known it. And I could go into NDAA and different executive orders that are coming forth. CISPA, which is the new internet bill that's gone through the House and going to the Senate, and I could go on and on and on. You can get plenty of stuff on the internet. Most of the internet news deals with the dark side, what's of change, what's going on in the world, and I thought I'd talk about the light side. Now, in the process, talking about, when I say the light side, this whole theme of conscious evolution for the family of man, what I'm really saying is that the times right now is really a choice time for collective or individual and collective judgment. And when I say judgment, I'm talking about choices. So our 2012 choices are our judgment, individually and collectively. And the whole concept of free will choice, you know, the prime directive being, you know, not to interfere with choice of an individual, of another individual. We can each make our own choices, but there's that free will dynamic of choice whereby, you know, we can judge ourselves, so to speak, with our choices, but we're not to judge or to otherwise interfere with the free will of another person, which is really what causes devolution rather than evolution is interfering with free will. And you can look at that in the cosmic perspective of our space brethren, and, you know, and first prime, the prime directive being not to interfere with our conscious evolution in this dimension, this octave of incarnation. I mean, there may be gentle promptings like crop circles, and we're getting those, you know, clearly saying that we're not alone, but at the same time, there hasn't been an appearance yet. Although, once the collective conscience of people worldwide move out of fear and into faith that there is a higher power, and that our space brethren, and, you know, higher advanced civilizations are watching us, monitoring us, sending us messages in the crop circles, and basically, you know, watching over things, that there is a point where collective humanity, you know, through just the pure intention of their hearts, can open up to and call for intercession. I mean, you can say it's divine intercession, and many people listening to the show understand that there's highly advanced civilizations that are all around the earth, monitoring the earth, you know, like we're like reality TV for the ETs. And they're watching us. It's like the biggest show in the galaxy right now, because we're about to pop into a conscience, a collective conscience, a unity conscience, cosmic conscience. There's different names for this zero-point phenomena that we're moving towards in 2012. With the accelerating rate of change in time and space to the point of no time and no space, or a synchronicity in time with the sense of universal time, real time, here now time that transcends our linear lockstep left frame, letter of the law frames of reference for time in a 3D sense as we know it. So the shift is going on from our 3D lockstep frames of reference to a 4D real-time synchronicity and a synergy of dimensions, multi-dimensions. You know, like I say, when I talked about the law of the 1, the 2-in-1, the 3-in-1, the 4-in-1, the 5-in-1, I'm talking about dimensions that are all synergistically, synchronistically going on at the same time of our, so to speak, 3D consciousness, our prevailing awareness, that, you know, is typically in a 3D consciousness that might say represented by beta consciousness, because you can get into the different dimensions of consciousness, the beta range of consciousness, the alpha range, the theta range, the delta range, which is, you know, frequencies of consciousness that reflect different dimensions of awareness. So this is an abstract that not many people talk about. I find it fascinating. A lot of people want to understand what this dimensional shift is all about. And it's more of an integration of multiple dimensions than it is a sense of separation of the different dimensions. So we're moving towards wholeness or holiness. Holiness. We're moving towards, the key to integrity is integration of all the keys, you might say, or all the dimensions. And this understanding of the multiple dimensions and how, as the veil is thinning, what's going on or has been going on in our unconscious, our subconscious, and our regular prevailing consciousness as it relates to the superconscious or the higher conscience, that veil is thinning between them, and so we're becoming more conscious of how we're conscious. And when it's like we're transcending the ego frames of reference, and we're basically keying into what's sometimes referred to as effective sensory perception. There's, you know, ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And sometimes it's referred to, the shamans, of course, throughout history have been, you know, plugging into that. The shaman, the wise men, the seers, the visionaries, the shapeshifters, and the source connectors, you know, people that connect with source are sometimes referred to as sorcerers. But this understanding of there's a lot of people that are getting gifts of the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're basically there's a knowing there's things beyond the linear logic of the left brain. There's an intuitive knowing, and this is the movement towards wholeness from the linear lockstep left brain letter of the law to the right brain nonlinear spherical spiritual spirit of the law. And so this whole concept of a horizontal relationship with others, you know, self with others in a horizontal way, is like the horizontal relationship between everyone's own left brain and right brain. I mean, there's brain switching going on between the two hemispheres all the time. And some people are left brain dominant, and that's typically the situation in the Western Hemisphere, whereas Eastern Hemisphere of the Earth is more right brain dominant. And I've talked about on the show before how civilizations in the Western Hemisphere tend to read the symbols on a page from left to right, but in the Eastern Hemisphere they read their symbols, their calligraphy, you know, their symbols from right to left. It's interesting, isn't it? And this gets into the energetic dynamics of as above, so below, the kingdom of heaven, even the hemispheres of the earth are within us. And it's the same thing going on with the hemispheres of the brain, you know, the linear logical left brain, the nonlinear intuitive right brain. And, of course, we think in images and symbols of the left brain as relates to the associative feelings of the right brain. So intellect and emotion, it's like the Dr. Spock on Star Trek as relates to Scotty on Star Trek, you know, the emotional guy. And right in the middle is Captain Kirk, you know, he does this, you know, he mediates between Spock and Scotty as far as what's going on. These are universal archetypes, but it's interesting how the most powerful archetypes and the collective consciousness are the ones that reference what's really going on dynamically in the processes of consciousness. And I have links in this article that I provide on the Cosmic Love homepage that goes into different dimensions of this. Multiple articles on the source field are linked there for people who are interested in understanding that. And other articles that get into the processes of consciousness, the language of consciousness. For those who are interested in really getting a grip on the frames of reference for the processes of consciousness. And as a general rule, this is not taught in formal education. Formal education has become, you know, the public school system is what to think rather than how to think. And we're not teaching kids at the earliest age how to think, you know, how to become aware of how they are conscious, how other people become aware of how other people are conscious of their actions. And there's multiple ways that children could, and I've actually taught classes in Sunday school years ago where I worked with geometric thought forms and a basic, very core basic understanding of, you know, for grade schoolers, for the understanding of what's going on with different concepts with the circle, the triangle, and the square. And it's something that could be cultured, so that is the universal law language in terms of how we communicate, how we relate to each other. Once saw a video that was a business video, actually, that was into know your geometric thought form, you know, your predominant, whether you're predominantly a circle, a triangle, or a square. And it was a very interesting one-hour video that got into this and how people have different, you know, behavioral styles of thinking, feeling, and acting. And, again, some are more linear, logical, left brain dominant. Some are more right brain, nonlinear, intuitive, creative, you know, right brain dominant. And then you've got those who are, you know, have, and there's a lot of psychology out there on learning styles and whether a person has, you know, is auditory, visual, or tactile. You know, they have to be doing something to learn it. I found out years ago studying this that I was pretty much left brain dominant. Started working on right brain intuitive skills. And that's more of an audio perception. It's interesting that people that are right brain dominant, they hear better and they have a more intuitive sense of a frequency and feeling with frequency. And so the ear, for right brain dominant people, the ear is kind of a dominant. You have a lot of musicians that are right brain dominant. And the visual people, and that was me, you know, I was really into photography and the visual arts, and over the years built 4 dark rooms, and, you know, as I moved around the country, I always had my dark room with me, freelancing in photography and learning to see all over again. So the visual sense as a frame of reference is more left brain dominant, and the audio sense is more right brain dominant. And, of course, creative people are always, you know, brain switching between their left and right brain. And today, you know, might say the modern printing press is audio video. It's YouTube videos. And, of course, children at the earliest age could be learning the language of light and consciousness, you know, and how to create multimedia programs. Because that is, you know, the leaders of tomorrow will be the professional communicators, and they'll have communication tools at their disposal, and they'll be able to create multimedia presentations and YouTube videos, and they'll be able to express themselves while doing it. They'll understand the language of light as consciousness, and the pattern recognition skills that can be applied to the image-making process in a good YouTube presentation. And the audio, they can go into that and the understanding of harmonics. And those who like to cruise the Internet and watch YouTube videos, there's brilliant stuff coming out. I mean, just really amazing advanced stuff coming out. And there's people out there that are really adept at putting together slideshows, visual presentations with music or overlay of voice overlays that are just brilliant. I'd love to get into that myself. And if I was 30 years younger, I probably would. My kids are doing it. They're doing multimedia presentations like that professionally. And I used to be very active and involved with the whole extent of the photomechanical process, the level of mastery of that. And then everything went digital. I said, what the heck, I'll become a writer. So anyway, again, I'm going to mention that if anyone would like to call in and chat on this subject, they can call in on the 800 number, which is 800-627-6008. Line 2 is 530-413-4522. Line 3 is 530-413-5011. Otherwise, I'm happy to continue on here. I'm going to go through more of this presentation on the movement towards wholeness. Again, those came in later. This is Christopher Rudy of Cosmic Love, May 5th, 2012. I'm giving kind of a overview of what's going on with galactic alignment and the accelerated rate of change and different ways to understand this as it affects our consciousness and what's going on in the politics and economics and all our social, political, economic institutions as the rate of change accelerates on planet Earth. So I mentioned before that this is a choice time for our individual and collective judgment, individual and collective choices. And our 2012 choices are our judgment. I mean, the expression is, you've heard the expression that we get the government we deserve. Well, you might say we get the life we deserve collectively. The decisions, the choices we make collectively is, you know, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. Consciously or unconsciously, there is a decision-making going on. A lot of it is top-down, highly centralized, mass programming of the collective consciousness with no feedback. And a lot of it, in other words, a lot of it doesn't represent democratic processes, doesn't represent the 99%. It's just the 1% programming us. So I'm going to get into a little bit more of this concept of how we each are programming our holodeck between our ears, you know, our consciousness field, and how we do that with thought and feeling. And this is part of the judgment process, the judgment that's upon all of us in 2012 as the veil thins, is the momentums of, you can say it's the ego, the little me, the not-self, the unreal self. And this is where the judgment gets real interesting, is that dissolves or disintegrates or is challenged by the surge in the source field or the surge in the rate of change and the surge of awakening in the collective consciousness of ourself as a whole and how it is all connected. Then interesting dynamics are taking place. And it is virtually the judgment on ourselves through our choices. So one of the expressions I've used over many years is the concept of where you focus your energy is where your gods or your God is. I mean, there's gods with a small G and there's God with a capital G. And where you focus your energy is in the direction of one or the other. So the concept there is that there are many gods, but only one God. And the ego worships many gods, whereas the soul mediates atonement or at one-ment with the one God. The one God is the creator, the source, conscience of I am that I am, or I am and I can, will, do, with the real self, the higher self. I'm going to go into this a little bit. The concept of the word ego actually is Latin for I am. It's like the little me, separate from the big me, which is the I am with a capital A-M. I am God is, the voice that came from the burning bush to Moses, so to speak. When Moses says, "What's your name?" and the voice said, "I am that I am," So that understanding of that there's a source connection, which is the full spectrum presence of being. And when we don't have that source connection, morality goes all to hell. When the concept of worship as worth-ship, the focus of one's worthy energies, when that's divided with no focus of a centered and connected, upward mobile and evolutionary ascent nature, that's when morality just goes all to hell. And everyone's worshiping their gods, so to speak, putting their attention into the prevailing cults of the day, whether you say it's the pleasure cult or the sex cult or the glamour cult or the pleasure cult in terms of eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow, who cares? These are the cults the culture they're based on a sense of separation from devotion or worship of more of a holistic nature. And I'm going to go into that more, this concept of frames of reference for wholeness. In this movement towards wholeness, it really helps to understand different frames of reference that bring us back to the law of the one, one God. And when I reference the different dimensions of this, the law of the one, two and one, there's the two-in-one, which is polarity rather than duality. And there's the concept of the three-in-one, which is the Trinity, rather than the dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, rather than the divide to conquer, create a problem and manage a problem into a greater problem. And then there's the four-in-one, which is the concept of the archetypes of Jung. What do you call it, fire, air, water, and earth, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, or the different branches of yogi, Agni Yogi, fire, Jnana Yoga, air, the mind, Bhakti Yogi, emotional, devotional yoga, and there's the Hatha Yoga, the physical yoga of the body, and of course the capstone of the fire, air, water, and earth, sometimes called the fifth element or the fifth dimension, like the capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization. In yoga, that's called Raja Yoga, the royal road of integration. So these are ancient maps of consciousness, and it's the same whether you're talking about Hindu or any other religion that really is ancient and going way back. They all reference what Jung referred to as these archetypes in the collective consciousness. The understanding of these dimensions of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, and the five. And we're really talking about five dimensions here. And the fifth dimension is, again, the integration of all the others with a multi-dimensional frame of reference that's greater than the sum of the parts. And this understanding of whether you call it unity conscience, universal co-creation with source. The law of the one really is referencing source of all connected reality. Now, this concept, and this is, to me, the most fascinating concept of what's going on in our world right now. And that is that the understanding that's come out with the Thrive Movement video of the Taurus field on all levels, this field of that is around every atom and every galaxy. It's the magnetic field around the Earth, you know, with the poles of the Earth. It's the magnetic field around the heart chakra, you know, the white fire core of the heart. And the auric field around the body is a torus field. Cell mitosis is it divides and splits. It goes into a classic torus field formation as a new field is being created. In other words, from the atomic to our DNA and the cellular you know cytosis with recreation of cells to the fields around the heart and the heart as a heart field and the brain field around. There's a torus field around the brain, sometimes referred to the holodeck. Left brain, right brain, upper brain, lower brain, forebrain, rear brain, as in foresight and rear sight. There's understanding of these fields within fields within fields, these torus fields. And it's going on in our solar system, you know, the orbit of the planets around the sun, just like in an atomic level, there's the orbit around the electrons around the nucleus. And it's going on with all these solar systems. There's like, 250 billion solar systems around the great central sun in the center of our galaxy. And the galactic center is a giant torus field. I mean, the galaxy as a whole has an auric field around it, which is the torus field that centers in the black hole, white hole of the great central sun. And when I say hole, I'm saying W-H-O-L-E. Not H-O-L-E. And this is kind of interesting if you think about it. What that is, on an atomic level, it's the same black hole, white hole that is in synchronicity with, in a real-time connection, with an instant everywhere connection with the intelligence at the center of our galaxy. And every torus field has a resonance in the center of the torus field, which is this black hole, white hole, interactive interface that has an instant everywhere energy intelligence connection with every other torus field and with the galaxy as a whole. Then our galaxy has that center, great central sun, this giant torus field that's connected with every other galaxy in the universe. And they're all an instantaneous, instant everywhere interaction with an intelligence, you know, the fabric of universe, the fabric of conscience, of God, whatever you want to call it. There's a fabric of space-time that is the source field, that is this field of intelligence. To me, this is fascinating. And this is what's surging on Earth right now and in our DNA and our consciousness because our solar system, and this is the understanding of what's going on, our solar system in its 25,800-year precession of the equinox orbits up and across the galactic plane of these hundreds of billions of star systems around the great central sun. It's like a perpendicular orbit up and across the galactic plane every 25,800 years. Well, the whole thing about what the Mayan calendar is really talking about, we're intersecting that galactic plane right now, 2012. And there's an alignment of all the torus fields, suns, solar systems, hundreds of billions of them. We're in alignment with that. Our solar system, our sun, planets around it, are in alignment with that. So there's more energy. It's just like there's more light, you might say. There's more intelligence. There's like a spiking. There's a surge in the source field. And it's resonating in our atoms, cells, and electrons, in our consciousness, being, and world, the whole world. This is a real phenomena. So I thought what I would do is give that big picture overview as a frame of reference to understand what's going on energetically and what is the language, the cosmic law language framing this process of consciousness, the processes of consciousness, so, whereby we can involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. Well, the whole concept of cosmic love is really the geometry of divinity, or geometrically ordered divinity. And one of my favorite quotes on this subject is by Drunvalo Melchizedek from his, you know, The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, Volume 1, where he says, "Sacred geometry is the root of all language in the universe. It's even more fundamental than mathematics, for all the laws of nature can be derived directly from sacred geometry." So, Drunvalo has two books in the series on this, The Ancient Secret of Life, The Flower of Life. These two that I have. I don't know if he's come out with another one or not, but this concept of sacred geometry and the flower of life in particular as a blueprint for cosmic law, you might say. Now, I've kind of simplified the first principles, you know, with the love model, you know, with the circle, triangle, square, and those frames of reference, again, referencing the law of the one, two and one, three and one, and four and one, and this concept of, you know, God is love, we all know that, third grade, 9 years old, but by the time we're adults, we should understand more of the order of the universe, the geometrically ordered divinity that frames all the energy fields within fields in the universe. I mean, the L in the love model is the linear, right dynamic energy principles. The O is the round magnetic energy principles throughout all creation, on an atomic level to galactic. The V is the radiant energy, principle of radiant energy, which works differently than right dynamic and round magnetic energies. And the E is the integration of all of those in the fractal order of nature, the fractal order of the universe. And so, you know, to understand the order of the universe, I mean, and once it's understood, this is the understanding that really, you know, is a way to tap the universe, or at least tap the understanding of cosmic law, universal laws, framing the fractal order of the universe. And it's an understanding that can be simplified, like I say, for children to where they understand. I mean, children understand God is love, and then you flesh that out as they become a teenager or an adult, and there's going to be a sense, a frame of reference for morality, you know, of form and function and harmony and order, you know, and self and others and relationship of Earth to, you know, Earth to universe. So, you know, I don't think you can, this understanding can be cussed or discussed too much. I'd rather discuss it, you know, in terms that it's comprehensive. You know, and this concept of judgment time, you know, fundies, or I refer to fundies as fundamentalists, you know, use this concept of 2012 as the judgment. And it has kind of a negative connotation to it, but, you know, in a fundamental way, it is this time of 2012 is referencing each individual's choice due to this surge in the source field, which is really activating a shift in consciousness. And really, you're either on the way up with that shift or you're on the way down. You're either integrating or you're disintegrating. You're either evolving or you're devolving. So there's more light of a cosmic fire nature of universe that's surging. That is morphing the energy matrix of our DNA, our cells, our consciousness. And there's a holistic metamorphosis going on in our bodies as well as the body of Mother Earth as a whole. I mean, to say it succinctly, you know, shift happens. So if you understand the DNA of the body, I mean, it's like geneticists are just coming to an understanding of DNA. And there's an article link I provided, and that article there on the website, you may be reading along with it in another window at this point. But that link I provided on the Cosmic Love homepage, there's an article down in the copy, and there's a link on it, about scientists prove that DNA can be reprogrammed by words and frequencies. This is the understanding of the science of the spoken word, the word made flesh. and the power of dynamic decrees. And again, energetically, what we're talking about, the whole science of invocation. And it's a good article. It's a good introduction to this understanding of how we can reprogram our DNA. And our DNA is like the blueprint for cellular wholeness and health. And so this whole process of moving towards wholeness in 2012, it's very good to have those frames of reference and that understanding at the forefront of every moment, moment to moment, in the infinite, eternal here and now. We are reprogramming our atom cells and electrons with our thoughts and our feelings. And this is in reference to the global holodeck between our ears. Again, the holodeck of thought and feeling from left brain to right brain and forebrain to rear brain regarding foresight and hindsight, and upper brain and lower brain as regards to the whole dimensional awareness of a vertical integration with the higher rather than, which is like higher intuitive, you know, more light in the higher brain versus the reptilian brain, which is more reflexive and reactive rather than proactive. The reptilian brain is the fight or flight syndrome. So anyway, that's the global personal holodeck as it relates to the global holodeck, and people are basically tuning into between their ears. There's a lot of people doing a lot of shape-shifting. there's a lot of people with having different gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to do a wrap with Cosmic Love at this time. I go into this more with more of the science and links on the website, on the Cosmic Love homepage. I hope you enjoy that, and happy trails until we meet again in a couple weeks. And I'm going to finish up with a little bit of a meditation. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next time around. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit.
The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.